Sonny Clark with a tune that sounds like what it is. It's called Cool Struttin', and indeed it is a cool strut. Good evening, everyone. I'm Scott Harper, and this is Tuesday Night Straight Ahead on listener-supported Aspen Public Radio. Before we get into our next set, I want to dedicate this evening's program to a dear old friend, one of my oldest friends who suddenly and unexpectedly passed away about a week and a half ago. It is John Patrick Kremen. Pat and I discovered when we started a new high school, our junior year, that we had a great passion and love for jazz that we shared throughout the rest of our lives. Pat was, if nothing else, the ultimate jazz fan, and his lifelong passion for jazz led him in many directions, and I'll talk about that some a little later on. But right now, back to the music. Here's one from Oliver Nelson from his CD, The Blues and the Abstract Truth. Brand new recording of a jazz classic, the tune Blues March, as performed on the new release by Hammond B3 organist Cesar Frazier. And the name of the CD is Closer to the Truth. Well, we've got a request this evening from one of our regular longtime listeners, Miss Cynthia Rajmir, and the reason we're getting to her request early in the show is because she listens from Buenos Aires, and it's 4 hours later, though, so it's after midnight there. And her request is based on the fact that, as a documentary filmmaker, her most recent film was about one of Argentina's most renowned writers, Julio Cortazar, and she has asked me to play some music by his favorite musician, and that would be Charlie Parker. Here are two from Bird. One from an alto saxophonist clearly influenced by Charlie Parker, as it was hard not to be after Bird came along, but he developed his own style and he's still out there going strong, Mr. Richie Cole. That's one from his Alto Madness CD called Malibu Breeze. And two from Bird before that, started with KC Blues from Bird, the original recordings of Charlie Parker, and followed that with April in Paris from Charlie Parker with strings. And when he wanted to record with strings, everyone in the jazz world told him he was crazy, but of course the artist with the vision that he had proved them all wrong, and it has been an album that has never been out of print in the many decades since Bird recorded with strings. It's 8:36 in the evening. I'm Scott Harper, and this is Tuesday Night Straight Ahead on Aspen Public Radio. Well, back to the music now. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm dedicating my show this evening to a dear friend who passed away about a week and a half ago, unexpectedly, Pat Kremen. And Pat was a true ambassador for jazz. We discovered jazz about the same time, but Pat was always one step ahead. I'd found Ahmad Jamal and Oscar Peterson, but went over to his house one day and he said, "You got to hear this trumpet player, Miles Davis, and listen to this guy playing tenor with him, this guy named John Coltrane." Well, we're going to hear a couple from those guys, hear from the very first Miles Davis recording I ever heard, the Miles Davis Steamin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. Here is one called Diane. Thank you. Joe Lovano from his album 52nd Street Themes, and a tune written by Willie Face Smith called simply Deal. And we heard from Coltrane before that from one of his most famous recordings, Giant Steps, and his tune Cousin Mary. Well, it is 8:59 in the evening. This is Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. Tuesday night straight ahead on Aspen Public Radio is supported by Jazz Aspen Snowmass. I'm Scott Harper, and I've got jazz for you until 11 o'clock this evening. Hope you can stick around. Going to start this set with one, getting back to the fact that I'm dedicating tonight's show to a dear old friend who passed away suddenly just a week and a half ago, Mr. Pat Kremen from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Pat was not only the ultimate jazz fan, he was a huge ambassador for jazz. He was one of the founding members of the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame and was able to meet many of the greats through that association. He was the chairman of that organization for a number of years. And through that and through him, I learned that there are a number of very significant jazz artists who are from Oklahoma, including this next artist, who's a good old Okie boy from a little town of just over 1,000 people called Yale, Oklahoma. If you ever talk to anybody from France, and particularly from Paris, he is a jazz god to them. Here is Chet Baker. The undisputed king of the Hammond B3 organ, Mr. Jimmy Smith, title tune from one of his Blue Note classics, Back at the Chicken Shack, and recorded with two artists who he recorded with prolifically through the years, tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine and guitarist Kenny Burrell. We heard from Eddie Lockjaw Davis before that with But Beautiful. Well, this next artist, again in honor of Pat Kremen, who I'm dedicating tonight's show to, my old buddy from Oklahoma, who we just recently lost, but also an incredible ambassador for the world of jazz and founder of the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. So this next one is from another influential, incredibly influential jazz artist from Oklahoma. It's said by most jazz critics that there are really only three guitarists in the history of jazz who had a major influence and were totally original. One of them was Django Reinhardt. One of them was Wes Montgomery. And the other one was a guy from a little town in Texas who ended up growing up in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and was one of the founders of bebop, along with Monk and Bird and Dizzy Gillespie and Kenny Clarke and a few others. I'm talking about guitarist Charlie Christian. This next one was recorded in 1941. It was really the height of the swing era, and these guys were just beginning to transform the music. The evolution that became bebop was on its way. This one was recorded live at Minton's in New York City on May 12th, 1941, and it's called Swing to Bop. From there, that last one was Stan Getz with the Oscar Peterson Trio, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar. Herb Ellis, an acolyte, heavily influenced by the great Charlie Christian. We heard a song called After Hours, rather swing to bop on the CD After Hours with Charlie Christian. And that was Monk on the piano on the Charlie Christian tune. Well, one of the wonderful jazz vocalists through many decades, who we lost just a couple of months ago, Nancy Wilson. So here's one from recording she made with the George Shearing Quintet called The Swingin's Mutual. Here's the tune All Night Long. Duet recording from pianist Bill Evans and guitarist Jim Hall. It's a classic. It's called Undercurrent, and that was Stairway to the Stars. Lonely Woman, the title tune of one of the Modern Jazz Quartet's fine recordings. Bill Charlap's trio from all the way back in 2017 with the title tune of his CD Uptown Downtown. I guess it's been a, as I said, about a year and a half, and probably about time that we should be looking for a new recording from the great Bill Charlap Trio. And brand new music before that from a group calling themselves Becoming Quintet. And their CD, One Track Mind, and a tune called Free Time. Started the set with Nancy Wilson and the George Shearing Quintet All Night Long. And incidentally, if you ever miss a particular tune, wondering what it was, missed the announcement, you can always go to aspenpublicradio.org, and under the Your Music drop-down menu, the very first item is the playlist, and you can find what you were looking for right there. This is Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. Tuesday night straight ahead on Aspen Public Radio is supported by Jazz Aspen Snowmass. I'm Scott Harper. I have one more hour of music for you and want to reiterate that I'm dedicating this evening's program to a dear old friend from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who we recently lost, Pat Kremen, perhaps the ultimate jazz fan and a true ambassador for jazz, one of the founding members of the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. And so many of the recordings I'm playing tonight are recordings that I heard for the first time hanging out with Pat Kremen many years ago, including that last one. First time I ever heard Bill Evans was from the CD Undercurrent, and this next one as well. First time I ever heard Maynard Ferguson and Chris Connor. Gil Evans Orchestra, a thing he calls Barry's Tune. This is from a recording that was made shortly after he had done his phenomenal series of collaborations with Miles Davis, and he had an album out that was quite well received called Out of the Cool. And the one we just heard from, the somewhat less well-known sequel to that, Into the Hot. Miss Candace Springs from her most recent CD, Indigo, before that, with People Make the World Go Round, a tune featuring the late great trumpeter Roy Hargrove, who we also lost this past year. And the Oscar Peterson Trio plays the George Gershwin songbook, It Ain't Necessarily So. Here's one from trombonist Michael Deese. The CD, All These Hands, and one, well, I guess it's an allusion to Charlie Parker's Billy's Bounce. This one's called Benny's Bounce.
¶¶
tune is called Beatrice, and yes, once again, from a great jazz artist from my home state of Oklahoma, tenor saxophonist Sam Rivers. It's from one of his Blue Note classics. The CD is called Fuchsia Swing Song, and he's joined by Jackie Byard on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams on the drums. We heard from the great balladeer Houston Person before that with Don't You Go Away Mad. This next one comes from Dee Dee Bridgewater. She went back to her hometown herself, Memphis, and the CD, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. Here is her rendition of Try a Little Tenderness. Brand new music from trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. The CD is simply called Jeremy Pelt, the Artist, and he wrote all of the tunes. This one is called Ceramic. Well, it's that time, folks. I've got to wrap it up. It's been my great pleasure to be here with you this evening, and hope you'll join me again next week. And just a reminder that we do have locally produced jazz programming from our studios right here at the Red Brick Building in Aspen, every Monday through Thursday evening from 8 to 11. We're going to close it out tonight with one from Miles Davis and his famous Carnegie Hall recording with the Gil Evans Orchestra, a tune that they had previously recorded in the studio for the CD or the album Sketches of Spain. Here is Miles with Gil Evans Orchestra and Adagio from Concierto de Aranjuez. Good night, folks. I'm Scott Harper. Thanks for listening.